Live from Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The city of Sacramento is cautiously celebrating a step in progress when it comes to curbing crime. This week, Sacramento police announced that as of this year, there's been a roughly 18% drop in violent crime within the city when compared to the same time period last year. And that's an overall percentage. According to the data, the drops are higher in rape cases and homicides, both reporting a 40% decrease compared to last year. But these numbers, while promising, are just a snapshot. Cap Radio reporter Kate Wolf joins us with a better understanding of the recent violent crime data within the city of Sacramento. Hey, Kate.
Hi, Vicky.
So this time period is through September of this year, and the roughly 18% drop in violent crime reported by Sac Police is an overall average. So how does it break up?
Okay, so there's a lot of numbers here. So robberies are down 6%. Aggravated assault cases are down 21%. Our rape cases are down 40%, and homicides are down 40% compared with the same time frame as last year. So that's January to September of 2022 versus January to September of 2023. And when I asked why that 9-month time frame at a press conference yesterday, they said it's because we've gotten through the summer months. So the summer months are the highest number, you know, where the highest number of crimes occur.
And so that's a 10-month stretch, 2022 compared to 2023. And we're having this conversation, or the city is also releasing this data because, you know, this comes on the heels of violent crime. It's been an issue in many cities across the country, including Sacramento, in recent years, specifically following, you know, COVID and the pandemic. So remind us what the past couple of years have been like within the city of Sacramento.
So the pandemic years in general across the nation, we saw an increase in violent crime, in homicides, assaults, other violent crime. Property crime actually decreased across the nation, but this was a nationwide trend, right? And there's not really very clear information about why we saw this increase in violent crime, although people have pointed to an increase in unemployment, in stress, in uncertainty. So in Sacramento specifically, we saw more than 50 murders in each of the past 2 years. And it was the first time that we reached that number since 2005, 2006. And that included a mass shooting that killed 6 people and left 12 people wounded on K Street in April of 2022. So last year had the most violent crime since 2008. So it was really significant.
Yeah, and that's probably why they're releasing these preliminary findings this week, because it is significant progress from what we've been going through collectively as a city for the last 2 years. So the police chief, Kathy Lester, shared the findings in front of the city council earlier this week. What is she saying that is contributing to this drop?
Right. So the chief really attributed this to a strategic approach, understanding that most urban violence occurs in very small geographic areas by a very small number of offenders. It's really concentrated. And last year, the Sacramento Police Department had this announced a violent crime reduction strategy, and they brought the Office of Violence Prevention under the Sheriff's Department. And that was a bit of a controversial move, which I'm sure I'll talk about later. But and they also got a grant from the U.S. Department of Justice to be a public safety partnership location. So they really have kind of done a targeted approach to addressing these pockets of real risk in the community.
Yeah, and I remember the chief said that Sacramento was just one of 6 cities that were selected by the DOJ. So, and using that as, you know, as really kind of like the right ingredients that are contributing to this preliminary findings of a drop in crime. So this data, though, although promising, is a snapshot. There's limitations always with data. So what doesn't it show?
Right. So something that Daryl Steinberg said is these are real people who are experiencing, you know, all these different factors. And also that not all crime is reported, right? So it's important to note that some people don't go to the police with crimes, especially when they feel that the police are not going to help them. They haven't been useful for them in the past, when maybe they feel that they have committed crime and they don't feel that they'll be safe in reporting that crime. You know, I will say that the city is bringing forward this crime data because they want to have positive headlines. They want to, you know, have a celebration of this information. And I think, you know, whether or not people, you know, support and celebrate that is up to them.
Yeah. And the mayor actually did talk about that in the city council meeting, saying that, you know, having positive headlines because of this data. The city council, you know, when they got these findings, they also approved, and this is earlier this week on Tuesday, $3.2 million in funding for community-based organizations. These are grassroots organizations that are focused on violence prevention. So what does that look like?
Right. So the work of these community-based organizations has played a critical role in reducing violent crimes, according to Chief Lester. And, you know, it looks like specific money given to these groups. Some of them are Academics for Athletes, Brother to Brother Mentoring, Hawk Institute, Impact SAC. I mean, these are groups, and they're getting kind of each of those groups got $225,000 this year. And what they're doing is really providing mentoring, life skills training, a place for people to go and feel safe, feel cared for. The city has a gang prevention and intervention task force, and you know, this is a bit of alphabet soup: evidence-based community violence interruption, disruption, suppression programs. And they've engaged hundreds of youth and delivered, you know, hundreds of thousands of hours of program services, including, you know, when the Sacramento Police Department gives them a call and says, hey, you know, we've got some kids who might need some intervention here. Can you come out and help?
Yeah. I mean, I've talked to some of these organizations. I mean, often they're on call like 24/7. So when things happen overnight at like 2 o'clock in the morning, they show up and they help reduce any tension that's happening. So overall, Kate, I mean, does this signal a shift? I mean, we're talking about Sacramento being selected among like six cities in the country from the DOJ. Now there's this grant funding that's going towards community-based organizations. Is this ultimately like a shift in a culture change in how community organizations and the city, they work together in tandem?
So I think that when the Office of Violence Prevention came under the Sacramento Police Department, there was a lot of backlash, right? Because of the George Floyd protests in 2020 and just a growing awareness of how racist and unjust the police system can be and our justice system can be, there's a lot of hesitancy about these community-based organizations working with the police. And so there were a number of community-based organizations who said, no, we don't want to be part of this program. We don't want to take your money because it's going to hurt our mission of the work that we're trying to do. But I think that these numbers show that, you know, when you're putting money into community-based organizations, the groups that did choose to work with the Sacramento Police Department, at least this is, you know, what the city, the message the city is trying to convey to us, that you know, it pays off in dividends. You know, I think it's a real, really strong investment in the community when these two groups work together. And I think I think it could signal a culture change in how these two work together.
Kate, thank you so much for helping us better understand the data.
Thank you, Vicky.
That is CAP Radio reporter Kate Wolf joining us with a better understanding of the recent violent crime data in the city of Sacramento. The police department is reporting a roughly 18% drop overall in violent crime when compared to the same time period last year. Up next, as we wake up to another mass shooting in America, we'll sit down with a man who lost his 5-year-old daughter to a school shooting in Scotland back in 1996 and learn what he thinks needs to be done to break our country's epidemic on gun violence. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicky Gonzalez.